Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 11, 1806. Roaring Bulls. Captain Clark and the party on the southern exploration are headed northeast down the Beaverhead River. Sergeant Ordway is in charge of the part of that party that is going down the river in canoes. Captain Clark is heading up the party going overland with the horses. They all pass by Beaverhead Rock and see Rattlesnake Mountain. These terrain features were described in detail in the journals when the Corps was traveling up the river in 1805. Clark mentions McNeil's Creek, Track Creek, the Philanthropy River, and the Wisdom River. Today these are known as Blacktail Creek, Rattlesnake Creek, the Ruby River, and the Big Hole River. These creeks and rivers come together to form the Beaverhead River near present-day Twin Bridges, Montana. Clark also mentions Fields Valley Creek, which is now the Boulder River. He writes,
"Set on four of the best hunters in two canoes to proceed on a few miles ahead and hunt until I came up with them. After an early breakfast, I proceeded on down the very crooked channel and at 8 a.m. overtook one canoe with a deer which Collins had killed. At Meridian, past Sergeant Pryor's camp near a high point of land on the left side, which the Shoshones call the Beaver's Head. At 6 p.m. I passed the Philanthropy River, which I observed was very low. At 7 p.m. I arrived at the entrance of the Wisdom River and encamped in the spot we had encamped of August last. Captain William Clark, July 11, 1806.
Captain Lewis, on the northern exploration, writes,
"The morning was fair and the plains looked beautiful. The grass much improved by the late rain. The air was pleasant, and a vast assemblage of little birds which crowded to the groves on the river sung most enchantingly. It is now the season when the buffaloes begin to copulate, and the bulls keep a tremendous roaring. We could hear them for many miles, and there are such numbers of them that there is one continual roar. When I arrived in sight of the White Bear Islands, the Missouri bottoms on both sides were crowded with buffalo. I sincerely believe that there were not less than 10,000 buffalo within a circle of 2 miles around that place. We unloaded our horses and camped opposite to the islands. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 11, 1806.
Lewis ordered some buffalo killed for food and skins. This was the first buffalo the men had killed since July 16, 1805. They continued working until dark, and then Lewis retired to rest. He wrote that at this place he intended to give his horses a couple of days' rest and deposit all his baggage which was not necessary to the journey up the Medicine or Marias River. Tomorrow, horses feared stolen.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.